The Traveler's Journal, February 16th. Visiting England's Literary Landmarks. Just as a good book is a great travel companion, the home of a favorite writer can be a wonderful travel destination. Perhaps no country on earth has more literary landmarks per square mile than England. In fact, considering all the cathedrals, cottages, colleges, even whole counties associated with a particular writer, it's hard to go anywhere in England without stumbling across the lair of some literary lion. And the British Tourist Authority has made them very easy to find. A nifty fold-out map, Literary Britain, identifies dozens of locations with strong ties to some 90 different writers. Profusely illustrated in full color, it includes homes where these sacred scribblers were born and lived, schools and universities they attended, as well as the landscapes, both rural and urban, that inspired their work. In addition to many of the better-known locations, such as Shakespeare's Stratford and the Poets' Corner in Westminster Abbey, there's the little cottage in Chalfont St. Giles, where John Milton wrote Paradise Lost, Charles Dickens' birthplace in Portsmouth, and Bernard Shaw's home near Luton. The map points out the villages of Thomas Hardy's Dorset, the rolling green hills of the Lake Country that inspired Beatrix Potter, and Hartfield, the quaint Sussex hamlet that was the setting for A.A. Milne's stories of Winnie the Pooh and his friends. Then there's the London Cemetery, where Karl Marx is buried. You'll find details on getting your free map. Check our website, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.